Medibank is celebrating all of the weird and wonderful ways Australians live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find out more.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Yes, happy Monday, gentlemen.
Well, it's true. We just spoke about it with Carrie and Tommy, but he has been under the knife today and he's at work.
Yeah,
he's still got his hospital band on.
Absolutely, to be high I do. As a kite. I've had some painkillers, but you know what? Can I just say, anaesthesia has come a long way.
Local?
Yeah. Absolutely, you jab it and then 30 seconds later, they're just slicing and dicing you. You can't feel a thing.
Jab and numb. Do you feel like a slight pulling?
Of my stitches?
Of the skin where they were.
I don't feel anything at the moment. But I've been told, calm down, don't do much for next, or I'll stretch it. Don't want to stretch your wound.
What'd you have planned?
No, I can't even lift things.
Cirque du Soleil. Curious.
No, but if you want me to lift something, I'm not lifting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so nothing.
What about this two-seater?
What does that even mean?
It's a couch. What's a two-seater couch?
Did you know what he meant by that?
Well, not initially, no.
Chaise lounge.
Oh, mate, we're not. It's what not is IKEA.
Everyone knows what a chaise lounge is.
Is that a lounge chair?
No.
Is that a two-seater lounge chair?
Long one. Yeah, like a...
A four-seater.
Like a shrink's couch.
Can you lie on it?
Yeah, that's the whole point. To lay more lounge on it, on the side.
Right. Right, well, I mean...
Look alluring. People admire your curves on it.
Yeah, well...
Moulin Rouge is full of them.
Once the video comes up, you'll see me. The video won't be up today. It won't be up till tomorrow, but it's a video of me being carved open.
That's good stuff.
So, you've seen it, haven't you?
I've seen some photos. It's rather graphic.
What's the word you'd use, apart from graphic?
Gross.
No. No. Skills.
Tell you what I'm disappointed about, though, when you do get carved into and you get to look at it, how much fat is just
on it? I knew you were going to focus on that. I knew
so
you were going to focus.
So much fat.
Take it out while you're there.
Oh.
Yeah, why don't you get the...
I should have sucked
there,
out. While
you're there.
I should have said, can you suck
while
some of the
there,
back
doc,
fat
while
out?
While you're there, Doc.
Just straw it out.
Get the hosey-wosey.
I'm actually going to think about that.
No.
I've realised what's just lying just under the skin and it's disgusting.
It's not on.
And it needs to come out and get flushed down the sinkhole or wherever they put the fat that they suck out of people.
I don't think they flush it.
What do they do with it, mate? They bury it? What do they do?
It gets disposed
of.
They
burn it? What do? Do they
That's
use it?
That's a great question. If anyone... No, don't do this.
No.
No, look, when we come back...
Luckily, you've got your wife around. The thing is you can't lift anything.
Yeah, something happened yesterday which is... Actually, it was over the week. It was Saturday and Sunday, and it was just, it's just not good. I need people to think, say, it's okay. You're okay.
Okay.
What she did to me, what my own wife did to me in front of the children.
Local.
Don't go to
the area.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Not too far away, actually. Zac Efron had a party at Byron Bay on the weekend, his 33rd birthday party, and I've been in contact with someone who was there.
Huge.
And a big celebrity who was there.
This is huge.
So he won't be happy with me talking about this, but I'm going to.
We can beep his name.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. Anyway, but also what I'm not happy about is what my wife put me through Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
We had to remake a trampoline. We've got one of those non-spring ones or the springless.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the zip was broken. Whatever. Who cares? No.
Chuck it in the gutter and go buy another.
No, that's none of that. No, just keep going. We don't need.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you don't need to zip up the children. There's enough coverage around.
One will fall out, though.
No, they're not going to fall. I didn't think they would fall out, She thought they would fall out, so you know what she did? Well, we've got her there in the home studio. What did you do, Holly?
Hi, guys. I'm sorry I'm not in the home studio, but that's all right.
That's all right.
You're on the phone. Yeah, right.
You're picking up one of the children. Well, that's fine.
Picking up one of the children.
Yeah.
So I just made you help me change the net. I ordered a new net, and the lady on the phone was very clear. She said, it's really easy. You can do it yourself. There's lots of YouTube videos that explain it, and, you know, you can do it yourself. So I thought that's what we do.
I didn't want to do it.
It sounds awful.
I was forced to help.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of it.
And then I was humiliated because you had to take out springs. What do we have to take out? Poles from the underneath.
We have to take out the poles, and we've had this trampoline since 2012, before Tess was born. It's a really
It's an old trampoline.
So they're right in there, and these poles.
They're stuck.
Really rusted in.
Oh.
They would rust it in, and we had to take like 30 of them out.
Yuck.
There weren't 30. There were probably 12. Whatever.
There was more than 12, wasn't there? Right, whatever. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The number, there was a lot of them, and they were hard to get out, I would have a go at getting them out, and I would not be able to get them out, and then Holly would grab them in front of the children and just pull them out.
Oh.
And it happened a number of times.
At one point, one of the children came out and pulled one out.
Oh. No, that's not.
There we go.
That didn't happen. I did not see that happen.
Tess got one.
I did not see that happen.
Sadie's
got one.
So the whole family are laughing at my lack of strength.
Noodle arms, Dad can't get a pole out.
And my wife said something which even embarrassed me more by after she just pulled one out one-handed. She said that I loosened it.
Oh, that's devastating.
I think she might have.
Oh, that's devastating.
And all the children think less of me now.
Of course.
I didn't think that was possible, but it was terrible.
Holly, he's just so weak, isn't he?
He's weak. He was very funny. Even before the pole thing, he was like, this is the worst thing in the world. This is the worst thing you've ever made me do. This is the worst thing that's happened this year.
And then he said
at one point, do you know how much money we have? Why can't we pay someone?
to help the economy?
Oh, I thought you meant a personal trainer to get your arms stronger.
No, that's too late. But no. You know what I did? And what I didn't realise how humiliating this was till afterwards. And I was lying in bed thinking, oh, God, that's made it worse. Holly was out there doing the job and I said, I just don't think I can help anymore. And I said, how about I go inside and do the vacuuming?
Oh, no.
So I did.
Actually, you
wanted me to do that. You mentioned vacuuming. You said that.
Well, I mean, like I said, if you're not going to help, then you can, if you don't want to help with this, maybe inside. You can do the vacuum.
Maybe I'll lift it down for you, but maybe you could plug it
and
in.
I went inside and I did the vacuuming.
Man. How'd you go?
I did pretty good, I reckon, at the vacuuming.
How'd you go, Holly?
I did pretty well.
My
sister said it would have cost us $90 on Airtasker to have someone do it, but you know.
Yeah, I want to get involved with Airtasker.
Two afternoons of hardship and fully got it done.
We have got it done, but yeah, it was just, that was embarrassing.
You can go now.
Ooh, but
you go now.
She can go. She knows
right,
what she's
thank
doing.
Thank you, Holly. Who's stronger though? That's a basic question. If you're not the strongest in your house, who is? And how have they demonstrated this?
Are you, yeah, look, I don't want to put this down gender lines, but
don't.
You know, are you stronger than your partner?
Yeah.
Are you
stronger than your partner? Wink, wink.
13, 10, 60.
You know I mean? Are you stronger than your partner? Wink, wink.
Ladies, are you stronger than your partner? Is that what we're trying to say here without beating around the bush? 13, 10, 60.
Say that type of thing.
13, 10, 60. Ladies, are you stronger than your partner? Or maybe, gentlemen, ring up. Safe space. You've heard Hughie's story.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
I would love some help. I would love some company. If there's any men who can ring and tell me that their partner is stronger than them.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60.
I really appreciate that.
If you're in a thruple.
It was really hard. It was tough.
If you're in a thruple and you're third strongest.
Tough. When I was lying in bed and I realised what I'd done.
How'd you feel?
To avoid that strength contest or to get out of that strength. The vacuuming was fun though.
It's
great.
It's
good fun.
And it's very satisfying.
Hughie and Ed.
13, 10, 60. Hughie, well, it's fair to say, had a little bit of an embarrassing moment over the weekend.
Look, no, it's good. Because my wife wanted to change the netting on our springless trampoline. I said we should get someone to do it. She said, no, we're doing it. I couldn't pull the poles out, and she could pull the poles out. She said I'd loosen some of them, and that's how it helped her. And then I think she suggested I go and do the vacuuming.
Which is lovely. And you loved it.
And I did. I went and
did
the vacuuming.
Finds their roles.
She was out there doing the hard yards, and I was in there. I was pulling my weight.
Oh, that was a really rueful sign.
Well, I mean, yeah, the kids saw it. They were all laughing at me.
That'll be in their therapy one day.
I think it's good. I've got two daughters and, you know, it's good to see their mother outlift their father. I think it's good.
I agree.
Greg, have you given me a call or given us a call to...
Hi, mate. I'm here.
Yeah. What do you got, Greg?
Mate, my missus outstrengths me in every way, shape or form. Physically, mentally, strength, lighting, you name it. I'm a bricklayer, and I was a labourer prior to that.
Wow. So you're a bricklayer, and so with those bricklayer hands.
Smart, yeah, strong arms, strong hands.
She's physically stronger than you, Greg?
Yeah, she is, mate. She's been a pole dancer for quite a while, so she's been able to build up her strength doing that. And, yeah, no, if it come to it, man, she'd walk all over me. If I ring with her, she definitely, I wouldn't stand a chance.
Well, you know what? I love pole dancing is, when they get on that pole, it is strong. Like, you can see
how muscles, it's wrists, it's forearms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very strong stuff.
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
In a fight.
My wife has never done pole dancing, but I reckon she would be.
I reckon she'd be great.
Yeah, well, you can install one in your house, can't you?
I know.
Maybe I'd have a crack at it. It'll improve my strength.
Question is, do you get the one that spins slightly or do you get the one that's stationary? Because the ones that spin slightly is hard to hold on to.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not sure to get a spinning pole or a stationary pole or not get a pole at all. Tanya, you are in a relationship, is that right?
Yes, my husband and I have just recently purchased a house, and the day of us moving in, I made the vow to myself that I will carry him over the threshold.
Yeah,
so I carried him through the door.
That's fun, Tanya.
And it was gold.
Yeah, so.
And do you train for strength, Tanya, or is it just natural? Yes.
No, I train quite well. So, yes, it's all my strength training over the past years put together for this.
Boom.
And generally, he was happy for you to carry him over the threshold, or did he feel slightly humiliated?
Oh, slightly humiliated, but that's what I'm there for. So, I pick him up and you get going.
Do you ever physically intimidate him, Tanya, and say, get better or you're going to,
all the time. That's what marriage is all about, isn't
it? No, I don't think it is. No, I don't think. I don't think the strong. No, I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. What?
Well, all I know is that Tanya's strong and she carried her husband. We'll leave that there.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't think Tanya should be threatening her husband. Now, Melissa.
Yes.
You're also stronger than your partner.
Yes. So I actually used to work in pubs for quite a few years, and I now open my husband's stubbies quite often for him.
Your wrist, it's a particular strength, isn't it, Melissa?
It is, yes.
I got no wrist strength at all.
You don't?
No, I cut jars, I just no chance.
My wife's
tips
much
on,
better.
Tips on jars.
Yeah, Holly's great at jars, and she was, and is he happy about it, Melissa, or would he be happy to have a beer, I suppose, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he quite often hands them over to me. Here, can you open this for me? Yep, no worries. It's still built up over a few years.
Have you ever done it with your eye socket? Because I know some people do it with their eye socket or their mouth.
No, not keen to try those.
Eye socket?
Yeah, Jack, have you?
Yeah, yes, I have seen what? People do it with eye socket.
Yeah, people do it
with the twist.
Twisted with their eye socket. Hard.
If anyone can do that, send us a video. I can't imagine such a thing.
Yeah, right. You can probably Google it as well.
No, it'd be nice if someone sent us one. It'd be nice if someone sent us one.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Of course, we know that Byron has become the new Hollywood.
Eddie, Hollywood Hills, I'm calling it.
Good one.
Yeah, you like that? So Byron Bay we're talking about because of all the stars who've moved there.
You'd be stinging, wouldn't you?
Stinging to get there.
Yeah. Rubbing shoulders. You'd be stinging.
My son really is keen on Byron. Keen, and he doesn't even care about the celebrities.
What's he like about it?
Just
ice whirling.
The ice cream shops.
Yeah, fair play too.
So, but this report came in yesterday, but this is, have a listen.
Congratulations to honorary Australian Zac Efron, who celebrated his 33rd birthday in Byron Bay over the weekend, arriving at his party with girlfriend Vanessa, followed by guests Pat Rafter and Hemsworth patriarch Craig. Lovely fella.
So there's a photo of Pat Rafter,
stinging.
Former number one tennis player in the world. He was number one for a week, Pat.
I know.
But two US Opens.
Yeah.
Personal friend of mine.
I know.
Craig Hemsworth, who's the dad of Chris and Liam Luke.
What'd you do with him?
I hung out with him and his wife at the MotoGP.
Did you catch a helicopter together?
No, we didn't know. I caught a helicopter with others, with Kieran Perkins. Oh, no, he was in the – anyway, whatever. Let's get back to this.
It's not bad.
Pat Rafter is at Zac Efron's 33rd birthday party.
Didn't know they were friends.
Either did I, and I'm friends with Pat. Not much – But
you'd be stinging.
I would have loved to have been there. I'm not going to lie.
Now, listen, my information is there was dinner first, and then 25 guests at the house party. And the next day, Efron wanted to go to see a movie with his guests, 25 friends. I don't know which film. I don't know what they saw. I don't know if Zach got to choose. I don't know if it was like Rocky Horror Picture Show and you do all the bits when you're meant to yell at the screen or the room.
Do you reckon he booked out the whole cinema?
Of course. Come on, mate. Come on, mate.
Was it one of his? Would he
no,
put up
they're not going to put. He's not going to put him through
musical.
That. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be wants to keep some friends. Come
my
on,
children
man.
Love High School Musical 1 and 2. And they love, tell you, Zac Efron, good Zac Efron movie. And if you're listening, Zach.
Bad Neighbours.
Yeah, that's
very,
a good one.
He's very funny.
Also,
in that.
Mike and what's her name go to a wedding. Mike and the other one with the Adam Devine.
Waleed?
No, Waleed doesn't. He's hosting the project. He wouldn't have a chance to go to a wedding. Mike and
Mira.
The
Mechanics.
Not Mike and the Mechanics go to a wedding, but
we
Pat
Ruff.
Need
a Google Home in here.
What's that?
We need a Google Home.
We do need a Google Home. All right. So what is it? Quick. Yep. You tell us. Just tell us, please.
Tones.
Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Wedding
I should
crashes.
Remember that because
Light.
My brother's name is Mike and I'm Dave. Mm. And they were brothers in the film.
Uh-oh.
So that was annoying. I should have remembered that myself.
I reckon.
But I texted Pat Rafter last night.
That
I'm not going to lie.
Big.
I'm not going to lie.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his girlfriend, Vanessa, because they met while she was working at a cafe. In July, she's working at a cafe in Byron.
Yep.
Just, you know, living a
Byron life.
A Byron life.
Yeah.
Hello, a second. This bloke with an American accent wants to take me out. Bing, bang, boom. It's Zac Efron. And now she's in the upper echelons. Now, the day that relationship was announced, we discussed her Instagram followers as such.
He believes that Byron Bay is that place. And he's gone all in so much so, he now has an Australian girlfriend.
This is big for her.
Have you got her Instagram?
I do. It's _is_ness.
How many followers she got right now?
Right
three,
now?
3,783.
As of today.
How many today?
The Efron bump, 3,700 when he first got together with her. Efron bump, she's up to. And keeping in mind, she's only done 2 posts in the intervening time.
Yeah, what's she up to?
85,000.
That's the Efron bump.
I'd be disappointed with that if I was her. I'd want a milio.
I don't think she's milked it. She had to put one. She put any photos with Zach. Is there any Zach photos?
It's Zachless.
It's Zachless. Mm. Well, there you go. Yeah. He should be tagging her into his Instagram. How many followers has he got?
I'm going to say 2 mil.
No, more than that, mate. You're underselling him. He must have 6 million. Zac Efron would have 6 million Instagram followers.
2 million.
Want $50? Who's closer?
No.
$50?
No,
$20?
No.
$10?
No,
all right.
No dollars.
He has got, Jesus Christ.
How many? I said 6.
How many did you say?
He said 2 million.
44.
Well, off both of you. 44.2
yeah,
mil.
I, was I said 44.
He's got 44 million Instagram followers.
And she's only got.
He's big time.
Hang on. And she's only got 85,000? He needs to kick her to the curb. This isn't working.
Well, he needs to tag her into
Why
one of his posts.
Why has he tagged her?
Anyway, can I go back to my Pat Rafter?
Give me some.
Pat was at the party.
I know there's a photograph of him rocking up with the Hemsworth dad.
This is the actual conversation I've had with Pat Rafter last night.
Does he know we're reading these?
9:10 p.m.
Okay.
I sent this to Pat Rafter.
This is big.
Did you go to Zac Efron's 33rd birthday party? He got straight back to me.
This is big.
Where were you? I got back to him. Invite must have got stopped at the border. Are you mates with Zac? Or was it weird? Then nothing. Then this morning, can we get you on the radio show and talk Zach party? You don't have to say much, just a bit of fun. This arvo, please. Then from him. Ha, I won't, mate. He's a private guy and I wouldn't want to talk about it.
And we have it.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Yeah, all thanks to Medibank. Live better with Medibank. And Medibank is giving you the chance to win $500 Live Nation voucher. To win, head to HuseyNed.com.au/win and tell us what living better means to you.
We've got someone. We're going to chat to a bloke who meditates to heavy metal, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, live better, Medibank, doing the right thing. Got
Fantastic.
Me going. I'm meditating every
you
day.
And you look fresh.
I'm feeling good.
You are feeling good. You've had a lot of energy.
Staring at a wall. That's what I
yeah,
do.
It's good.
20 minutes in the morning and the evening, I just break it into segments, but I get it done.
I
so
like
it's
it.
Two 20-minute sessions a day.
You can do 5 minutes. You can do 3.
That's great stuff. Good on Medibank.
Good on Medibank.
Where do we go if I want to be $500 live nation?
QZN.com.au/win.
That's great. And speaking of winning, Husey, I'm going to give you some credit here. You backed a winner over the weekend. You backed a stone cold winner.
We're talking about the Suncorp Super Netball Grand Final.
You got on the right train, my friend. All stations to Victory Town.
I want to find out how hard they've partied afterwards. The Vixens have got the job done.
Yep.
But we're going to talk to Joe Weston.
Yep.
And see, is she still...
Is it still Mad Monday?
Yeah, well, it was only yesterday, so...
I reckon it might be.
Finished about 3 p.m. yesterday. It was very exciting.
What state's she in? We'll chat to her next.
Husey and Ed.
Absolute scenes in Brisbane yesterday afternoon, Ed. Girl, Joe Weston, Melbourne Vixen's finest... Led the charge
led the
as
charge.
They got the job done over the West Coast Fever in a nail biter, 64-66. Have a listen to some of the commentary around Joe's play.
Teague Neal to put them in front. The rebound to Joe Weston. I reckon Joe Weston's coming into this game.
I agree.
The best game I've seen her play this year. This could be the Vixen's moment.
As we see Weston getting the tip there, what a great win for the Vixens.
What a great win for the Vixen. Joe Weston, welcome back to the show. Did we help inspire you at all with our talk on Friday?
I think he must have been the lucky charm. It was really Ed's, really heartfelt speech about his Dancing with the Stars performance.
Thank you so much, Joe. Joe, I'm so glad you didn't want
to be humiliated like he was humiliated.
That's why you don't want to end up being like me, Joe, just with bitter memories. No, enough about that. You got the job done. It was your crucial rebounding and defensive pressure.
That was huge. I'll
tell you what.
It was huge.
I thought they were going to have to scrape you off the opposition. You were that close to them, Joe.
I know my teammates do joke. Obviously, my surname is Weston. I'm annoying out on court, so I have the nickname of Peston.
You're up in their grill.
But it's a fingertip here and a fingertip there that gets the job done, isn't it, Joe? It's just that, get it in there.
You just got to be as close as you possibly can. I got two older brothers, so I grew up annoying them, and now I've just, translated those skills out onto the netball court.
That is the younger sibling thing is key.
Yeah, well.
Remember Shane Lee and Brett Lee?
Yeah, but let's not write off any only children listening. They can still make it as well.
That's true.
Only in tennis.
Now, Joe, it was 3:30, I reckon, is when it finished, depending on, I don't know, what sort of daylight savings or not, whatever. Have you been partying hard? I know netballers are known
to get lit,
to go nuts after a win or a loss. Has it been crazy?
Oh, we did have a pretty good night last night, and it's probably one of the first times. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Where'd you go, Joe?
We had our own little, private function thing at one of the bars.
Close the doors. Close the doors away from prying eyes so you can do whatever you like.
We saw a lot of dance in Queensland, so we were told up a few times. No shoulder shrugging, no body rolls here.
No body roll.
How many hours sleep have you had, Joe?
I haven't had that many, to be honest.
None. Have you not slept?
No, I have had. I have had some. A few hours.
How many? Come on, tell the children of Australia.
Tell all the people listening what it's like to be an elite athlete. I would probably say three to four. Are you going back out tonight, Joe?
Going back out.
We have our Sherelle McMahon medal tonight, so that's our MVP count. So we're back at it. Can't stop, won't stop.
Good times. Good times. Well done.
Tomorrow we're going to Movie World.
Movie World?
How long are we staying in the hub? Is there anyone coming back to Melbourne anytime in the next three to four years or not?
No, I think a few of my teammates and some of our support staff who are family back home, they're heading back on Wednesday. So
boring.
Not you, Joe.
No, just going to live up here until the sun becomes too hot and then I have to return to Melbourne down south.
Movie World anyway, with the
well
Vixens.
Done.
It was so good.
Good on you, Joe.
It was so
well
good.
So good. God, I loved it.
Congratulations, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dad.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. It is Husey and Ed hanging out with you this afternoon.
Can I say that? That's a classic.
Yeah.
Is that one of the best songs ever? I like it.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, mate.
Best song ever, mate. Love the song you're with. Better than
what do you come up with a better one straight away. I'll tell you whether you're right or not. And no jokes. A proper song.
Straight out of Compton, NWA. Better song.
Good song. Oh, whatever, mate.
Thank you. Transformer, Lou Reed, better song.
Oh,
come on, back. Backstreet's back.
Oh,
Backstreet
get on
Boys.
Your fixed better bike and so-
no, Backstreet's
get
back.
Here, mate.
Backstreet's back. Backstreet Boys is a better song than that. Sash,
I disagree.
You're from New Zealand.
I disagree.
Backstreet Back is a better song than that.
Yeah, I would have to say it is.
No, well, I disagree. Really enjoy that song.
Mandy, who works, you're working with us, does a great job here. Various shifts. Thank you. Backstreet's Back, better song than that.
Definitely better.
Thank
you.
Well, you both, the three of you are wrong.
Jack.
He's wrong too. Unless you agree. Unless he agrees with me.
Stuff you, I'm on their side now, Backstreet.
No, join the losing side. Now, on the subject of music, Tones with an I has come in to blow our minds.
Si, senor.
What do you got, Tones?
Well, Google over the weekend released like a new feature on their Google search, like the engine app, the Google, Google search engine app, where it's basically like a Shazam, but instead of like if you forget the lyrics, you can work out what the song is by humming into Google and it'll tell you what the song
this
is.
This is big. Now, Tones, you won't know this, but he's been running intermittently for like 18 years, a segment on radio called Hum Along Husey, because he's a notoriously poor hummer. So we're going to see whether or not Hum Along Husey, if Google's algorithm extends to his poor humming.
Should
I go first? Because mine will be ace.
All right, well, you go first.
Right, so what do I do, Tones?
So basically, you go into the Google app. It has to be the app.
I don't know what I do because you're going to do it for me. So tell me what I do.
Okay, sure. Well,
just hum.
You were just going to hum. So hang on.
So you're going to press the volume or what? No, you press
the
microphone.
It's a little mic. It's a little mic.
Yeah, and he's going to hum and then Google will tell him what he hummed.
And then it says, search a song and then I'm going to
go.
Here we go. That's enough. I know what that is.
That should be enough.
Come on.
I've got it.
Listening.
If it doesn't get it all, and it's really
what a rubbish.
Sounds like it could be one of these.
And it says, bop, 72% match.
Yeah, only 72%. Disappointing. What else did it say it might have been? What else did it say it might have been?
It says 80s and 90s mashup, and then Stir It Up. I don't know what.
Stir It Up.
Song by Patti LaBelle.
It was just pure bop to me. It was a good hum. It was a good hum.
It was well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. But right. I can do that as
here
well.
Here he goes. Here he comes. Hum Along Husey, world's worst hummer.
Here we go.
That's
sounds
it.
Like it might be one of these.
Go on.
What's love got to do with
it? He's done it. Just kicking it. Just smashing it out of the park.
Well done.
44% match.
44?
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
It is another big hour on the way. If you missed the first one, don't panic because we've got a thing called a podcast which you can listen to at any stage you want. Download the Hit app. Come straight to your phone.
Yeah, you can hear how my wife humiliated me in front of the children. Yeah. And that was, it was a terrible thing she did.
How are you feeling?
After my operation.
Yep. Got to remind people, he had an operation today. He was cut open and he still came to work. He's had a couple of Panadeine forts. How are they going down?
Good. I feel good. I don't feel any pain. So that's good, isn't it? So, I've had a couple of skin cancers taken off. The video is being done at the moment. That'll be up online tomorrow. You'll be able to see
and
carve right in. It was amazing. I'm lying there on the bench and Ben, our digital guy, he's got the video. He's over the shoulder of the doctor, and I hear him go, he goes, oh, and I'm like, what's going on? He goes, it's full on, man. And I'm like, great.
But you couldn't feel it?
Couldn't feel anything. I'm like, dig in deeper.
I've seen some photos. I liked it.
Yeah, well, that's for tomorrow. Mate, Heath Franklin's coming on the show.
Yeah. Now, someone's doing some acting tonight.
Yes. After Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah, come on, let's focus.
Someone's
doing some acting tonight.
Yeah, I play.
Don't say which role yet, but it could be the most iconic Australian of all time, and Husey is portraying them on the TV tonight.
Yeah, people might have seen the promos. I think they've been floating around. But anyway, we'll hold off for that. Jack has been drugging his dog. Haven't you, Jack?
I only just started, but
it seems smart to me.
Well,
the proof's in the pudding, mate.
See how it goes.
We'll explain that after. It's legal, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that did sound bad. But
is it legal?
I believe it's legal. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
Have you checked? Have you been on a government website?
Yeah.
No,
they're always up to date.
Dogdrugs.com.
Chappelle Corby's taking on Sam Armitage from the Sunrise program.
It's all about SAS Australia. You and I have watched the first episode tonight.
We have.
And we're actually going to play a couple of grabs because...
Are we allowed to play the grabs?
I don't care. What are they going to do? I'm playing them.
Sure, we're playing them. Yeah. So that's it's a disturbing program.
Si, senor.
When we come back, though...
heartwarming stories. Credit for you. Heartwarming stories that you gave us. Your tight arseness is going to lead to some other people telling nice stories. No,
I told a story the other day, and you said something which made my whole family laugh in the car as they were driving along.
Good.
But it's made me think.
Talk about it straight after this.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Now, tell you what, he's usually very, very generous with his money,
now,
Mr.
Look,
Hughes.
A lot of things he's in life, but to miserly is not one of them. He is He's generous with the dough.
Mm.
Friday, if you, you missed it, I got everyone alcohol, didn't I?
You did.
Oh, did everyone get pretty lit?
Yeah,
you got like $80 whiskey.
Is that $80?
Shivers Regal.
Yeah,
but I got a good one.
Did you crack it open?
Yeah, I had some on Friday night.
Tone's got 3 liters of Vody.
Did you crack open the vodka, Tones?
I did crack open the vodka.
How many inches did you take out of the bottle, or is it empty?
Oh, no, it's definitely not empty. I don't know, maybe a quarter with me and my housemate?
Yeah, 3 litres of it.
Yeah. Sash, you knocked off your wine during work on Friday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tim, did you crack open your whiskey? How much of it? How many inches?
That much.
About 2 inches.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
We were talking about your parents' house, because you always say you grew up in a housing commission, blah, 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 and this is what we said.
You know how much they paid for our house in the late 60s?
Too much.
$9,000. You know when they paid it off?
Here we go. A
couple of years ago.
Oh, that's a hot story. So, well done. Why didn't you help them? You could have helped them years ago.
Yeah, my family were listening to that, driving along, and had a laugh.
Well, it's true, though, isn't it? It never occurred to you.
Now, when a couple of years ago, I've put egg on that pudding, and I've over-egged that pudding, put mayo on it. It was a number of years ago, but it did take a long time to pay off.
The point is, by the time they owed $7,300 on it, or $4,600.
$10 a week they used to pay off.
Yeah, but would you had a spare $7,000. There is a moment where you had a spare $7,000.
Yeah, probably.
I know the old story about when you lost a tennis ball can and found it and had over
I'm thinking, what have I
fully paid tax?
You know what I did? When they sold that house, my mum sold the house after Dad had passed and she wanted to downsize and she bought a unit, I paid the difference between the house price and the unit price. The unit was more than the house.
I figured that bit, yeah.
And I...
Have you put that in the will, though, with your brothers and sisters? Grubby mitts?
No, I said to mum... I said, mum, I'll buy you the whole unit. And she said, no, I don't want to owe you. I said, you won't owe me.
I don't want to owe you.
Yeah. I might have said I'd have it in my name.
I reckon. So. I reckon I'd keep it in the name of the trust. Husey Trust.
Anyway, so.
Point is, though, have you paid back a debt to your parents? I love stories of parents were kind enough to give people money for business. Here, have a little bit to help yourself get a house. Here's the da-da-da, da-da-da. And people have paid back the debt.
Yeah, so
it's a beautiful story.
Have you given your parents a sizable amount of money?
Yep.
13, 10, 60.
Jack, have you given your parents any money?
I have, yes.
Oh, well, tell us. What have you, how much?
$10,000.
You gave your parents $10,000?
Yeah, because they lent me that amount of money quite a few years ago.
Oh, you paid it back?
I've paid it back. Yeah.
Is that what we're just talking about, paying back debts, or actually? Well, any transaction, any time you've given your parents, Ed, your mum, have you given her money?
Yes.
Yeah, well, do tell. I'm forcing this out of you.
Yes. So
what have you done?
I helped out where I can, and we invested in some. We invested in some property together.
All right, you went into a property development with it, didn't you?
Yep.
Bit of speculation.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
We speculated and the market speculated back at us.
10, 60, paying back your parents.
Yes.
They gave you some money and...
Or you to see it. I mean, we're telling you to blow your own trumpet
or
here.
Or even you gave them a chunk.
We're telling you to blow your own trumpet.
You chunked them up good.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Parents seem to spend their lives doling out the cash to the kids, but have you given it back?
Yeah. Is it a boomerang?
Nice stories.
Is it a boomerang? I have given my mum a fair bit of money over the years and I want to blow my own trumpet.
You don't keep a tab, though.
No, I don't keep a tab. But at any point, she knows she can ring me. She never does.
She wouldn't, though, man. She's a lot of, you know, your mum's a stoic lady. She would not want to ring you.
Oh, yeah, but she's, never knocks it back.
Or what do you say? Hey, mum.
I say, mum, I don't say anything. I just, you know.
Mum, 10 Gs? She's like, silent. You're like.
I don't think she needs 10 Gs, but if she needs a new washing machine.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. You'll supply white goods if you've got the frequent flyer points to buy them.
No, look, that's.
You're a generous guy. You're a lot of things in life, but stingy is not one of them. Sasha French, isn't he a generous guy?
He's such a generous guy.
Yeah. What did he
remember
Kate
when
do
he
for
paid
you?
Off my student yes. loan?
Paid off Sasha's student loans. She was in tears.
Yeah, that was Kate's idea. Though,
Kate's idea.
Say.
But we were all crying. I mean, what's she done with that education? Nothing.
Well, she wouldn't be where she is without that education, and she's in a good place.
Yep.
Now, Lynn.
Hello.
Now, we wanted people to blow their own trumpet here, so what have you done?
Okay, I'm just telling a little story. I was not very rich at one stage, and my mother gave me $10 to pay on the pokies with her. My last 25 cents of my $10, I said, let's do it together. We've done it together. We won $35,500.
Oh, wow. Oh, my Lord.
And you gave your mum the $10 back,
didn't you? And a drink voucher.
I gave her the $10 plus. I gave her $15,000 and she paid off the rest of her home loan. And now that's the best thing I ever done in my life.
Oh, Lynn, joy's in the giving.
How did that good did that feel?
It felt so good. And now every time I have like a chat slot or something, I said, let's do it together, Mum. We have special numbers. And we do win little ones, you know, maybe $300 or $400 here and there.
Ah, Lynn. That's love. What a
bond. Bless her. Bless her little heart.
Bless her little heart. That's nice.
Beautiful. It's a great story.
It's the best pokey story I've ever
heard.
Well,
you know what? There is winners on the pokies, as we just found out. So
I know.
Don't get down there. No, but gamble responsibly.
Mm.
You know, Lynn doesn't tell us about all the money she lost with her mother over the years.
I won 200 at East Leagues once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I've... remember the first pokies I ever did? I had a big win, first time. First, you know,
which one was it?
It was just a
Cleopatra's.
I can't Penguin? Remember. I had a press button and then
what was on it?
I can't remember.
You've been around for a while. What was yours? Like Wild West or like?
Mate, I don't
Federation.
Remember. Now, Chrissy, what did you do?
Oh, hi guys. I gave Mum $5,000 to pay off her car one time, but then she completely forgot that I did it.
What? Have you reminded her, Chrissy?
Yeah, this is what I mean. Like, not long ago, I'm like, oh, yeah, I gave you $5,000 to go towards your car. She's like, no, you didn't.
Oh.
I'm like,
Chrissy, was it meant to be a loan or was it just a gift?
Nah, she's giving me heaps of cash.
So it was just a gift. You didn't want to buy
it,
though.
It was a gift. I was like, here you go, pay your car out. And then, yeah, she didn't even remember. I'm like,
hardly worth doing, isn't it? Exactly.
That's it, Chrissy.
Remember.
They've got to know where it come from. Yeah. Because, you know, you've got to remember there are people in this room that have lent friends of theirs, thousands of dollars, and then that friend hasn't paid them back. And
no, don't come on.
And then
mate.
The original friend who lent the money has forgotten about it until I keep reminding him every couple of weeks.
Oh, I know.
That
look,
he's lent this person money.
That person might
and
be
he
listening.
Speaks
all
to
right.
that person, and they Super don't bring
listener.
It up.
Yeah,
no, I'm not saying not a nice guy, but that's
all right. Well, let's get Mary. What's your story?
Hey guys, how you going?
Hi, Mary.
Great, Mary.
Good. So I used to play bingo a lot, and one night I won $10,000.
Yeah, great. Bingo.
I know. It was great.
What a moment. You remember yelling out, bingo?
Oh, I went crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
Bingo.
Laughing, jumping, crying.
Bingo.
Where, Mary? What was the venue?
Bingo.
Name the venue.
So it was a mega bingo centre in Clayton.
Yes, yeah, sweet.
Mega yep. bingo. Yeah.
Yeah. So left the money in my bank account. I just really didn't know what to spend on because I've got 3 kids. I'm just kept it in there.
Yeah.
Then unfortunately, Mum rings me and says, I've got breast cancer.
Oh,
and she's like, it's going to cost too much. The waiting list is too long.
Wow.
And yeah, just without hesitation, I said, Mum, stop. I've got money. Let's go. And 2 years on, she's up and about. Back at work, hair's fluffy snowball.
How much was the surgery? How much was it?
So before Medicare, it was about $15,000.
Yeah.
And then with all the rebates that came back, it was exactly about 9,700. So I had enough.
Bingo. Yeah,
bingo.
Anyway. Bingo. Bingo.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Tonight, after having been paying attention, Drunk History, 9:40 p.m. Yes. on Channel 10.
Yes, yes.
Big moment for me.
Acting Bureau.
Yep. I'm acting in it.
And the way it works is someone gets, well, drunk, and then they tell...
They actually drink alcohol.
Yes, they do. And they
and
they
a large the, amount of it.
Well, apparently Anne Edmonds was the drunkest. And then they tell the story, and then it's acted out. It's a very funny show. It's great stuff. And leading the charge tonight in the Husey episode is Heath Franklin. Hello, mate.
Good evening. How are you?
Well, really very, good. Very well.
Now, Heath, thank you. Did you get to pick me as your actor, or
say
did that
yes.
was it foisted
yes.
upon you?
Say yes.
Well, I didn't have too much say in the decision-making process, but when I found out you were playing Don Bradman, I thought, great, people will watch this episode now.
Look, the pressure's on me, and it was on from the moment I found out that I was selected.
Was it an offer? Was it a straight offer? Dave Hughes, do you want to play Don Bradman?
Well, I said, is Heath Franklin, is he the one getting poleaxed and telling the story? And when they said yes, I said, I'm in.
Can we hear a bit? Here, let's hear a
this
bit.
This is Heath.
Hello, I'm Heath Franklin, and today we're talking about Australian cricket legend Sir Donald Bradman. Our story begins in New South Wales in 1908. And he came crawling out of his mother's vagine, screaming to be playing cricket. And that's exactly what Donald Bradman did.
There we go.
Yeah, what a journey that Donald took, and hopefully I have done him justice, and I know Heath has, because the story was incredible.
How drunk, Heath?
Did you drink? What were you drinking?
Well, the hard part is you got to get drunk. They can't sit around for 4 hours and be like, do you want another beer, mate? So you get there and they're like, beer, whiskey, go. I was drinking beer and whiskey, and then about 45 minutes in, they were like, okay, we'll start filming now. And then
breathalyze you, or do they just look at you and think that's enough? You know, how do they ascertain how drunk you are?
I think they just sort of keep talking to you, and the first time you start slurring, they're like, all right, camera's on.
Roll it.
How's your day been? Is it been a good? All right, we're ready now. This is.
And how hard is it to keep the story? Like, do you sort of go away and do the research? So how hard are you trying to keep the story on track in your head?
Pretty hard. And the amazing thing is when you get that sort of level of drunk, you know what you need to do, but you're just not capable of doing it.
Yes.
It's like, being trapped in your own body, you're like, yeah,
right.
Talk about the body line bit. And they're like, yeah, can you talk about the body line bit? And you're like, he's got a body. And they're like, maybe if you can elaborate on that. Body and then the ball. And you're sitting behind the driver's seat going, you can do this so much better. What's wrong with you?
Did you remember the whole experience, or was there any blackout involved?
I remember that my family were out when I got home, and they'd sort of film you, and then they put you in an Uber, and they're like, bye-bye, mate. And I remember getting home and thinking to myself, is it dangerous for me to be at home alone after this? I kind of just hope there's someone there to roll me into the recovery position. But I ordered a couple of pizzas and,
yes.
You know.
That's a day at work. Was it a hard day?
At work. You've done your bit. Fantastic. Now, your chopper stuff, Heath Franklin's chopper, is absolutely huge. Most of a semi-recent one, the Karen's Bunnings ad, is that over 2 million views on Facebook as we speak, Heath Franklin?
Yeah, I think it's up there somewhere.
It's massive.
You're killing it online,
massive.
Man. Killing it.
Oh, yeah. If it was linked to any sort of financial compensation, I'd be really excited.
Some Facebook's making money, Heath. Doesn't that make you feel better?
So, give us, if you get 2 million views, what money do you make?
Well, there was a point where I could choose to put ads on my Facebook videos. But quite stupidly, I was like, nah, I'll get people interested.
Oh.
And then, you know, once I've got a bit of a following, then I'll start putting some ads on. But if I put ads on that one, I'd be, you know, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. I'd be helicoptering around on a private boat or something. I don't know.
Facebook and Facebook, it's just unbelievable. We do their work for them
and
don't pay us. Anyway, all right, Heath Franklin tonight. Can't wait, mate. Drunk History, starring Dave Hughes as the Don.
Yeah, I'm honoured. Honoured to live out play out your vision, Heath. So,
I heard you were pretty heroic when it came to the body line A few balls to the ribs.
Did you really? I'm saying, yeah, do it again. Smash me with that ball. Whoa. Throw the balls at me.
Throw.
Well, no, roll your arm. Yeah. Just get the balls in.
All right. Thanks, Heath.
There you are. Cheers,
mate. Have a good one.
Husey and Ed.
Odd request, but we want to hear from people who are drugging their pets.
Yeah.
Legally, of course.
It can be prescription drugs. Yeah,
well, I think it's all prescription.
No, because some of this stuff you buy off the net.
Well, Jack, you have started drugging your dogs.
Yeah, as of today.
What have you given them?
We're giving them some hemp biscuits.
Which is?
It's a company called Vetalogica, Hemp Clinicals, Calming Dog Treats.
Is that marijuana?
Well, hemp is a derivative. And there's a big marijuana leaf on the pack.
Seems to me that marijuana.
And it's legal.
Well, it was in the pet food store this morning when we walked past and I saw that and I was like, my wife saw that and she's like, let's get some of that because these dogs need some calming down. And it says on the front of the pack, calming.
Is it worked?
Don't know yet. I think it takes a little. You've got to give them, they say two treats a day. And the reviews online are phenomenal. Everyone's just like, because we've got one of our dogs in particular just needs a bit of calming down. He's a little bit over the top.
So you have already given them?
Yeah, she gave them the first dog treats today.
Well, can we get a review from Becky? I know you're home with the kids.
Yeah,
I'll
find out where she is at with bedtime.
We'll find out. Well, yeah, at least some sort of, you know, if she can't talk to us, if she can give us some sort of message. How is it?
I don't know if it kicks in that quick, but we'll ask.
I'd say it should kick in pretty.
I mean, it
wouldn't take long, would it? It's not like 24 hours to a couple of biscuits, and I think the party starts pretty soon.
Yeah, they're like dog treats, basically.
Happens if
people eat them.
Yeah.
All right. So I know my mother was giving her dog antidepressants, proper antidepressants. Yes.
But dogs?
Dog was on antidepressants.
Come.
No, it happens. I tell you, people will back me up.
13, 10, 60.
What's your dog on?
Oh,
your cat. Or your fish.
Animals.
Your bird.
What's your animal on?
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
13, 10, 60. What's your pet on? That's the question.
Now, Jack, inspired by you because your dogs are on hemp.
Yeah, as of today, we've chucked them on these little dog biscuits, hemp dog biscuits.
Clinical calming dog treats. Has there any word from Becky?
She's right in the middle of bedtime with the kids.
All right, if she'll get back to us hopefully before the end of the show. Ed, you don't have any pets?
And this is one of the reasons why.
Yeah. So my mother had her dog on antidepressants.
How do you know your dog's depressed? I don't get it.
I think because they're not themselves.
Okay.
So, Cherie, have you had your dog on something?
Yes, my dog's on CBD oil.
Oh, the hemp.
It's CBD oil. It's not hemp.
What is it? What's CBD?
I don't know.
Like some sort of...
It's a byproduct of cannabis, isn't it?
Is it something to do with... It's cannabis related.
Yeah.
Why?
It's supposedly stronger because she's got really bad arthritis.
Yeah, fair enough too. So it's therapeutic.
How'd you get it?
I just went into a produce shop and bought it. It's over the counter. It's advertised.
Has it helped her?
It's hard to say yet, but she's definitely okay. She's sleeping more.
I reckon that's definitely calm them. Yeah.
Sleeping is good.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Is it expensive? How much is it?
30 mils was $130.
Wow.
And how many mils does the husky get a day?
She has, at the moment, it's like one drop per 5 kilos. So at the moment, 5 to 6 drops a day, twice a day.
Oh, man,
it's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. The dog treats aren't that cheap either.
All right, well, that's, jeez.
Alice, what is your dog on?
My dog's on, so she's on Lovan, which is actually a human drug that she's on for anti-anxiety.
Yeah.
So she has that every day, and she's also currently on Valium to make sure she sleeps through the night.
Is she a whingy? Is she like a shivery sort of dog, or what? Shaky, or what's?
Well, she's a Whippet Cross Jack Russell, and I love her a bit, but she's probably got the worst of both breeds.
Yes.
And she's just gotten into the habit where, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, she'll just sit next to me and bark until I get up. And as soon as I get up, she'll go to sleep. But
no,
she wants me to get up.
She needs you next to her.
She's dependent on you.
That's terrible.
But you're drugging the dog to keep it asleep, aren't you, Alice?
Look, short term, yes. The vet said, you know, we just need to resync her sleep cycle, which is what the Valium, but the Lovan she's been on for about 18 months.
And how much is it costing you?
A lot. The Lovan itself, her regular medication, it's not that much. It's probably about $15 to $30 a box. But when you've got to get it all the time and she's got to have it every single day, it definitely adds
up. Yeah, adds up, doesn't it, Alice?
It sure does.
Is it a box a week or what are we talking here?
Probably a box every two weeks. Mm-hmm. We get it prescribed, so you can get it directly from the vet, but we instead get them to write a script, and she's got her own little account at Chemist Warehouse.
You're kidding me. under her name.
Yep,
what's her name?
Her name's Leah, so it's under dog
like
Leah.
It's like a human name as well. Yeah. That's excellent, Alice.
Danielle, we're talking cat here, are we?
Yeah, we have multiple cats, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And what are they on?
So all of the cats get anxiety treats because otherwise they get really anxious when we're not home.
What?
Which is just bought at the pet store. But we have a cat with chronic asthma and she actually has to have a puffer.
Like a little Ventolin?
Like human Ventolin.
How on earth would you get the cat to sit still long enough to administer that?
So we have to use like the spaces for kids and the infant face mask and we have to hold it onto a face for like 30 seconds.
No, that's cute.
Yeah, but what about the antidepressant treats? Is that like, when did you discover that they were needed? I mean,
what set you off?
The cat with the asthma, she always used to get really wheezy, which they thought was just anxiety. And our local pet store, the guy that we adopted her off is like, showed us all these other treats to help her in the car and stuff.
Local dealer is what we're saying, isn't it? Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. And now let's get the results. How are the pussycats?
Oh, pretty good, actually. So we like have spent like $4,000 on the one with asthma since we adopted her.
Yeah.
Literally, at after hours vet. Thankfully, she's a shared cat, so it wasn't all just my money.
Right.
Yeah. Ever since, so we tried, like, they gave us, like, tablets and everything, and all she needed was, like, a $7 Ventolin puffer.
Ah.
Yeah.
I like it. This is a fascinating topic.
Well, it's expensive. You know?
We need to take one. Bring them in, Jack.
My wife sent me a photo of the dogs. They're both currently passed out.
Oh.
Brilliant.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
That's about it from us, gentlemen. Before we go, though, how are you going, Mr. Hughes?
How are you feeling, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
All right.
I did have, guys, get your skin checked. Don't worry about COVID. You've got to get yourself checked. I know that
good message,
my doctor has said people are not, they're putting off vital screenings.
Do you know what could save your life? Mate, your face looks fantastic. We've got to put up another, the peel on your face. It honestly has done an amazing job. You look fresh, bro.
I'm going to protect that. I'm going to be sun smart this summer. And I've just had a couple of things carved off my body, one off the shoulder blade, just under my tattoo, actually.
I saw that. Do you know how butch that made you look?
Yeah,
just
right.
Just getting a little holly tattoo, getting carved out.
You know, Ben, our digital guy, who's working on a video of the whole experience, he was there with the camera right in there as Dr. Jeremy's just carving.
Yeah.
And he said, your tattoo's gone. He made it. He pranked me.
It's a bit of fun.
He said, they carved out your tattoo. And I'm like, oh, come on, Dr. Jeremy, not me bloody holly leaf tattoo. I got, because my wife got I Heart Dave on her ankle for Valentine's Day, first year into our relationship.
That was such a power move.
She just said, that's it. She unveiled it on Valentine's Day and said,
look at this.
Here we go.
What are you going to do?
All right, if you missed any show podcast, download that. Hit
tonight.
Up.
He's Don Bradman on Drunk History tonight. Watch him.
Before that, have you been paying attention after Junior MasterChef? Get involved.
All right. How many penny thought you had?
Only three. All right. So we're good.
All right.
From skinny dipping to heavy metal meditation, you can find all kinds of inspiration to improve your well-being with Medibank. There are so many ways we can live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find yours.